A mysterious new disease is showing up in doctors' offices, and it's bizarre and kind of grisly. Sufferers say they're sprouting strange fibers from their skin. So far, most physicians think the patients are delusional, whipped into hysteria by tales on the internet. But the condition has earned a name, Morgellons disease, and even the attention of members of Congress. Reporter Bridget Schulte wrote a long piece about Morgellons for The Washington Post, and she joins me now. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Faith.
So I mentioned some of the symptoms, but briefly, what do Morgellons sufferers say is happening to them, Bridget?
Well, you know, there's a whole wide range of symptoms that they sort of attribute to Morgellons. Nobody really knows quite what it is, and they haven't quite come up with a definition. But in general, what people tend to say they have is sort of this intense itching. One woman described it like, a bee stinging her back and continually without ceasing. They get these lesions that never heal, these kind of like open sores. And then in the open sores, they find these weird fibers and hairs, you know, kind of like these weird blue, red, green, black fibers.
They really find them. They're not just imagining them.
Well, you know, that's a lot of what the doctors say, that they're imagining things, that they're just crazy. Part of the reason why they say that is because these people will spend so much of their time, they're so obsessed with why am I feeling so awful, what is this weird stuff coming out of my skin, they'll pick at it, and then they'll put whatever they find in these Ziploc baggies and take them to the doctors. And doctors are often trained that if anybody ever brings a Ziploc bag into your office, they're crazy. So throw the bag away and tell them to go see a psychiatrist.
Now, besides patients bringing their fibers in a Ziploc bag, why don't physicians believe the condition is real?
Well, a lot of times they'll say, well, first of all, it is the baggie. That's a huge tip-off. But, you know, another thing that they'll say is, well, you're just scratching yourself, and if you just left yourself alone, you'd be fine. But one of the things that really struck me with all the people that I spoke to, these fibers, you can't see really. I never saw any with the naked eye, so to speak. You really have to look under a microscope. And I did go with one patient to her doctor, and he took this handheld, he called it a proscope. It magnifies the skin 200 times. And if you do that and you look under with this proscope, I did indeed see red and blue tangled fibers in these lesions.
I want to buy the film rights. This is crazy. Sorry, Bridget, you say all these sufferers. Do you have a sense of what numbers we're talking about? How many people have this?
Well, if you look on the Morgellons Research Foundation website, they say that they have over 11,000 people who have suffered. They'll say that there are perhaps many, many more who have not registered, who don't know they have Morgellons, who don't know about them. So there's really no way of knowing how many people there are out there.
What is the role of the web in this process? I understand that the Morgellons community has really coalesced online. You talk about that website, but then there are doctors who claim that it is the very online community that's stirring up a frenzy, right?
Exactly. Some people are saying this is internet hysteria. This is, you know, in some very real sense, a virus. You know, you have people, you know, for whatever reason, they may be feeling crummy or they may have something wrong, and then you see something on the internet, and it's like, hey, that sounds like what I've got. And the symptoms that they list for Morgellons, you know, really do span the range, you know, brain fog and chronic fatigue. You know, it could cover a whole lot of different conditions.
Well, those symptoms that you just listed, they remind me of conditions like fibromyalgia and lupus that were at first treated as delusions, and now those are recognized as legitimate diseases. Do you think this could end up being a similar thing?
Well, I think one thing that's really important to keep in mind is, you know, we're always evolving. We're always learning new things. And I think what I, again, was really struck by in my reporting is how many times in the past the medical community has outright rejected something. I mean, you remember going back to cholera, nobody believed that, you know, if you just cleaned up the water, people would, you know, would start feeling better. So I think that that's what's important to remember is we're always learning. And just because we haven't heard something now doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Bridget, does your beat make you maybe a touch hypochondriacal? I think it would if I were doing that.
Well, I did take hot showers and wash my clothes after every interview, if that's what you mean.
I'm going to send you a box of Purell.
Okay.
Bridget, thank you so much for joining me and talking about this mysterious thing.
Oh, thanks so much.
Bridget Schulte is a reporter for The Washington Post. Her piece on Morgellons recently appeared in The Washington Post magazine, and you can find a link to it at our website. Also on our website, you can check out our blog to learn the story of how Morgellons got its name. It's kind of creepy.